kidnapping, calling, and change. It's all connected to Nigeria's terror group Boko Haram. More disappointment for Pakistan's Asha Bibi, and authenticity becomes a key for work in Albania. Details are around the corner on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. There's good news and bad news in the missing schoolgirl's case in Nigeria.
One of the Nigerian military officials said, "We do know where the girls are at, but we can't tell you, and no, we can't go in with a military-style assault and free them, because that would probably result in killing too many of them."
Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says the extremist group Boko Haram has been behind a five-year reign of terror with last month's abductions.
"The international community is finally paying attention to what's going on in northern Nigeria with regard to Boko Haram attacks."
Though sanctioned by the United Nations, it probably won't have much impact on Boko Haram. Will you lend your strength to the embattled church? Finances help, but prayer is everything. Believers there say,
"Our calling didn't change because there was risk and danger. Our calling is still to serve the Lord. Our calling is still to reach out to the people around us, to share the love of Christ with them."
Want to take action? We'll direct your first steps at our website. Next, with all eyes on Thailand and its coup, neighboring Burma barely gets a passing glance.
"People are dying every day, and the world is unaware and silent."
This partner's relief and development worker says 150,000 Rohingya people are struggling to survive in refugee camps. Burma's government won't recognize them as citizens, which means the Rohingya don't get any state aid. Less than half of the refugees can get food from international aid agencies, which makes partners' work even more vital.
"We feel that we have been called and given the privilege and the opportunity to work there among them and provide an ounce of hope in a sea of pain."
Partners is sharing God's love with Burma's vulnerable people groups through holistic care. You can bring physical and spiritual help to the Rohingya at missionnetworknews.org. Pray workers can move supplies there safely. This is Mission Network News. Families and refugees fleeing from violent and high-conflict regions in Ukraine are in desperate need of food, Bibles, and prayer. Slavic Gospel Association teams have put together a crisis evangelism fund to distribute food, Bibles, and Christian literature. Sending $15 to the Crisis Evangelism Fund provides families with a food pack of flour, cooking oil, pasta, and other food items. You can help spread the love of Jesus Christ in Ukraine. Just go to missionnetworknews.org and click on the link. Meanwhile, imprisoned in 2010 and sentenced to death for blasphemy, Pakistani Christian Asha Bibi has had her appeal postponed for the fifth time. No new date's been set for Bibi to appeal her death sentence. Blasphemy is a serious crime in Pakistan, and anyone accused receives harsh treatment from the courts and extremists. Pray Asha Bibi would receive justice and her death sentence would be revoked. And some people resist the gospel simply because they're scared to be different. Send International began ministering to Albania during turmoil of the 1990s. Keith, a worker of Send, says,
"The Christian community really jumped in and served God and showed love in a physical way, but at the same time shared the gospel and shared their lives, and they see the sincerity in it."
People in the heavily Muslim-populated country hesitate following Christ for reasons that may be hard for people in the U.S. to understand.
"I think as Americans, we're used to being individuals, and we pride ourselves in being individuals, and that culture is more of a socially centered culture. It's scary to do something or be something that doesn't fit into the traditional mold of the society."
Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. When you support M&M with your best gift, I'll send you the new 2014 30 Days of Prayer for the Muslim World Prayer Guide. It'll help you learn about and pray for Muslims during the month of Ramadan, which begins June 28th. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.